It's Rochester Speaks. I'm Tony Infantino, and with me today is Jennifer Farringer, who is the director of DePaul's National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence, Rochester area, NCADDRA for short. Well, hello there.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Today, we're going to talk about opioids, and we're going to focus on three different areas. First of all, what are they exactly, and the potential for misuse, and why is it so high, and some alternatives to consider whenever possible. So let's start with opioids. Exactly what are they? I mean, we've all heard, you know, the term before, mm-hmm. and we know we have an opioid problem in America, but give us the you know, succinct version of what is an opioid.
So an opioid is a broad category or a family of drugs that includes prescription pain meds, but it also includes heroin, and then it also includes the more potent synthetics like fentanyl, which we're hearing so much on the news.
Yeah. And I'm going to guess that the reason that there's such a high potential for use is because obviously they relieve pain. And
right.
we hear stories all the time, of especially out of Hollywood, where, you know, someone who was on pain medications and then ended up going to, you know, heroin. And to me, it's amazing that people make that jump. Why do they make that jump?
Yeah, so we can even go closer to home, Tony, mm-hmm. and look at the kid that's having, for example, a wisdom tooth removed or a sports injury in high school and is prescribed an opioid pain med to relieve pain, and then decides, they not only relieve pain, they provide a great deal of euphoria, so a boost, right? So,
right.
So if a person takes enough opioids for as a long enough time, they become addicted to those opioid pain meds. If they can no longer get them, that's when you see the transition to what else can I get to substitute?
Okay.
Because heroin lies within the same family. It's a logical substitute. It happens to be at its highest availability on the street and its lowest cost. So it's a perfect storm.
Yeah, why is heroin so cheap? I don't understand that.
You know, economics, who knows? It goes through a variety of things, but we're at an all-time low cost and high availability level.
Yeah.
The other issue, of course, is the enormous amounts of fentanyl being brought in. I don't think any community is immune to this, but with the enormous amount of fentanyl coming in, we're seeing not only the increase in potency and lessening of price of heroin on the street, which is already a problem. Mm-hmm. Now, what we've seen tracked over the last 5 years, an ever-increasing percentage of that heroin actually contains fentanyl. The last Monroe County Medical Examiner report reported as much as 98% of the heroin that was responsible for deaths was a fentanyl or fentanyl analog.
Why do they put fentanyl in heroin? Can you answer that question for me?
Well, one, it's a matter, if I could show you a picture, Tony, which I can't. It's a tiny, tiny fraction of an amount of this product that would give even much more of a jolt, right? So you need very little to produce even a greater high. So it ships easily in envelopes. You can have multiple dosages that you could then put into multiple products.
Isn't that responsible for more deaths because of the fentanyl?
Yes, absolutely. So what we've been seeing, and again, we're tracking this, and that is on our website and on the Monroe County Heroin Task Force website, but you can see that in some cases, we're starting to see overdoses slightly decrease, but we're seeing fatal overdoses increase with increasing amounts of fentanyl because it's so incredibly potent that someone can easily overdose on that combined product much more than the product alone. So if you've already got a dangerous product, right, with heroin, you add fentanyl to the mix, and now it's far, far more potent, far, far more risky.
I can't imagine how desperate one must be to go to heroin because never heard of anybody saying, I tried heroin once and stopped. I mean, everyone must know it's terribly addictive and ruins every life that it touches. So I can't imagine how desperate you have to be to go there. And I just, I mean, it's beyond me.
But it's more than desperation. The brain has already switched.
Oh,
once you
okay.
become addicted to the opioid pain med, and unless you can get help, unless you can get treatment, and we can talk about that in a bit, mm-hmm. unless you can interrupt that addiction, your body, your mind takes over. Your brain has been essentially hijacked.
That you'll
be seeking that. So logic isn't playing a part here.
Okay, I don't think like that, and I guess that makes perfect sense. I've never had, thankfully, that problem. Here's a couple of stats that scare the hell out of me. The United States has only 5% of the world's population, yet we consume 80% of the world's supply of OxyContin and 95% of the world's supply of hydrocodone. Why is that? Why are we so, you know, involved with these drugs and other countries apparently are not?
Turn on the television for part of your answer. What is every other ad on TV?
Oh,
have you noticed?
I know. Ask your doctor about this drug and that drug. Yeah.
Yeah. When you get to the point that you can go to your doc and you can say, oh, yeah, I want, and you can give a name. You can give a name of a product. So it's heavily marketed. But there was also a strategy by the pharmaceutical companies. They knew that what they were putting out.
Yes.
And they wanted to make Oxy. Let's take Oxy just for an example. Right. But others fall in this mix as well. They wanted to make a blockbuster drug, and that they did. And of course, now you see the result of that. States are successfully suing and getting opioid settlement monies because of that. Our own Attorney General Tish James, mm-hmm. for example, was very successful in suing several pharmaceutical companies for knowingly overproducing and encouraging physicians, medical staff to overprescribe. Now, I'd like to say, too, that is not happening as much now. There's been a drastic reduction in overprescribing. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but there at least is a movement to change that pattern.
Okay. Yeah, because you're right. My wife and I actually joke about it sometimes. We'll see commercials. Every show we watch has something with, I have to ask my doctor about this now. I got to ask my doctor if this is right for me. And then the thing that gets me is the side effects that they just go into on television, not to mention in their ads in Golf Magazine, things like that. They're just 2 pages long. It's like, is the cure worse than the disease? It's just,
right.
It seems absurd. So,
right.
Well, let's talk about some alternatives. So if we don't, if we can stay away from the oxys and the hydros and the opioids, what are some of the alternatives that people can turn to?
And this is important. So I hope no one online or on air hears me as saying there's never a use for opioids, because there certainly is in an acute, time-limited, a couple-day situation, not an issue. It's the overprescription of the opioids that's a problem. So if someone is experiencing chronic pain, they might want to explore, and we hope to empower folks to explore other alternatives with your physician. Things we don't often think about, like chiropractic, for one, or acupuncture, or therapeutic massage, or physical therapy, or any combination of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then people don't think about this either. There are actually non-opioid over-the-counter meds like ibuprofen, which also respond to pain. There's extra strength ibuprofen. And there's been an interesting study, several over the last 2 years, that have looked at ED, emergency department patients, and inpatient patients in the hospital, and found that the level after acute pain using ibuprofen had similar results to OxyContin.
Really?
So, again, get out of this mindset that opioids aren't your first line. Don't go to them first. Explore other safer alternatives if you possibly can. And think short term if you go the way of opioids. And again, we aren't in the business to prescribe. We are not physicians. We're only recognizing that this is a problem, and to be very cautious about the risks associated with opioid pain meds.
Well, I tell you, I've tried most of what you just talked about, chiropractics, therapeutic massage. Physical therapy has worked so well for me, and it's like such an Well, it takes, obviously, it's you know, a little time consuming. You have to go to a place, you got to do, but once they teach you how to do what you have to do, you can do it, a lot of it by yourself. And it's remarkable how quick I think it turns you around. I haven't tried acupuncture yet. I'm a little, not afraid. I haven't found an acupuncturist around, but have you ever tried acupuncture yourself?
I have. So the chiropractor I go to actually had an acupuncturist associated with him, and he did acupressure and acupuncture. And it's amazing as well. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. Personally, I love therapeutic massage.
That's win-win. Yeah, I know. It really, really is. And like I said, physical therapy, I've had back problems and knee problems my whole life. And when I do the exercises prescribed to me by the therapist, I find amazing results. It's just getting Tony to get off his butt and do the exercises,
So maybe therapeutic massage is a bit more passive. I'll own up on that one.
I've always said I'm all my wounds are self-inflicted. You know, it's a physician heal myself. What else can we talk about here? What other things do you want to stress?
Yeah, so really important message here is not only the problem. We all know the problem. It's on the news all the time. Mm-hmm. CDC reported over 100,000 deaths this past year from overdoses. So we're seeing an unacceptable number of overdoses. So what can you do? We like to provide resources for our community. We'd encourage folks to go to our website. It's at ncadd-ra.org. Right at the homepage, you're going to find a place that you can click for resource directories, and that's for Monroe County. Or if you're within any of the 8 counties surrounding Monroe, you can go directly to the Finger Lakes Addiction Resource Center, which is also one of our programs. Mm-hmm. So also on our website, click that and you'll find directories for all the 8 counties. Those are treatment directories. Those are recovery directories, service directories. Those are prevention directories, medication assisted treatment directories. We've got a whole host of resources. So it's important that the people know that help is available. Help is available. There is hope. There is access to care. Open access on 835 West Main is 24/7, for example. 7 treatment sites have walk-in evaluations. Prevention providers, although we're working virtually, we are here providing education and support for families and kids. And we just want to know that, you know, that help is available.
Right.
And if in recovery, we've got not one, but 2 amazing recovery centers to support your journey in recovery. One is Recovery Fitness on Dewey, and the other is the Core Center, currently on West Ave, but very soon to move downtown to Water Street.
You mentioned, and the brochures that I want to mention are both in English and Spanish. And one of the things you have, Narcan training and Narcan kits for free. Tell me what Narcan is quickly.
Yes. Yeah, so Narcan reverses an opioid overdose. Okay. So it's something, it used to be something that was only available in the hospitals or with emergency medical. Now, and then it went to becoming available with law enforcement, fire department. Now anyone in the community can go to any of the Narcan training providers listed in our opioid task force brochure, go to any of them, and you can receive a training and a free kit. The kit is easy to use. It's a nasal, just 3 fingers and spray. If you come across someone that's in an overdose situation, you have a limited period of time to respond within an hour. And with fentanyl, the time frame is even more immediate. So you can give that person the Narcan from your kit. You also need to call 911. That's really, really important because of the strength of product. And if such a high percentage of fentanyl is in the product that they overdosed on, they're going to need more even than what's in your kit. So the overdose will reverse, the Narcan will reverse their overdose, but for a period of time, it's still in their system. So they'll need to have EMS transferred to the hospital where they'll have more Narcan available until the person is safely clear of the opioid.
Okay. Jennifer Ferentreau, the director of the DePaul's National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence in Rochester area. Thank you so much. I hope you're having success with these programs that you're putting out there, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, Tony. Have a terrific day.